Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under him. In God we still trust. Here in America, he's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fort Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture. And with that being said, good morning to you, great Scott.
Have you noticed how quiet I've
been? You were, yeah. You were as a mouse.
Yeah. I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish the sentence at least one time before I burst in. Yeah, but I'm always so excited to be able to be here and to represent Jesus Christ that I can't hardly contain.
I understand, brother.
Yeah.
I understand.
Good morning to most of you.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I am blessed.
I'm a blessed man.
You are a blessed man in so many ways. So we are blessed here to be on the air today.
Amen.
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 And folks could give us a call if they would like. How would they, what number would they dial?
789-0318.
Or punch. They punch it.
They can punch it. Yeah. They can, rotary dials. I haven't seen
one in a long time.
I haven't either. Might be still one
out
there.
Yeah, if you have one, you can dial it.
And let us know that you're using the
rotary. Let us know, yeah.
789-0318. 789-0318. Or if you'd like to push in some keys.
Yeah.
You can do that on whatever device that you can email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. godspointofview@yahoo.com. And before we go any further,
yeah,
real quick,
uh-oh,
I want to give a shout out.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to a gentleman named Scotty.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah. Okay. Do it. Do it.
Giving a shout out to Scotty.
Yeah. Hey, Scotty. You're referring to Scotty Keaton.
I am.
Yeah, Scotty Keaton and I had a conversation yesterday, and he was talking about listening to the broadcast, and he enjoyed it, and I said, give us a call sometime.
Sure.
And he said, well, you know, I'm on a bulldozer when I'm listening to you. So
Bless his heart.
He can't really stop, but we appreciate him listening. And it's a reminder to most of us, we don't know who's listening. We don't know what they may be doing. They're carrying on their workload, doing whatever, but they're listening. Something is drawing them to listen.
And we are very humbled by that.
We are indeed. We're humbled by it, and yet it encourages us to be bolder in the faith.
Yeah.
Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.
Mm-hmm.
We're drawn into a discussion about Scripture. We don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want to be put down. We don't want to be bulldozed, if you please, Scotty. But we were interested. We want information. Everyone listening to me, and everyone who's not listening to me, will pillow their head tonight.
Yeah.
Or in the morning, depending on their work situation.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where they may be in the world, because this is on the worldwide interweb.
Yeah.
As the old preacher called it.
If you want to let somebody know that can pick us up by the airwaves, WSIPFM.com, you can pick us up there. And not just Scotty, but everybody who's listening. You may be cleaning house. You may be driving down the road, whatever you're doing,
yeah,
we really,
yeah,
appreciate everybody that listens.
We really do, and we want to always let you know that as well. We do take telephone calls. You could call us at 789, as the brother has stated, 0318, or you could email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. Speaking of emails, Timotheus, we have a couple of emails this morning. One of them goes back to last week, actually goes back to May 4th.
Yep.
And as soon as we take this call, we're going to go to that email.
Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yes, I was just listening to you all, and I wanted to say I'm going through a hard time right now. I'm a recovering drug addict. I backslid, and I'm trying my best, and I give all my praise to God.
Amen.
I'm going through trials and temptation, but I know that He will get me through it, and I have all trust in Him. And I appreciate Amen. You all for having this program, because a lot of people, it will probably help. I mean, it just, God brought it on my heart to call.
Good.
And
you.
Told me.
We're glad you obeyed, that you were obedient.
It's hard, isn't it, sister?
It is. It's hard in this world. There's so much bad. There's so much evil. But I praise God every morning when I wake up, and I see the light, you know. I raise up, and I thank God for, you know, letting me wake up, and I praise Him when I go to bed.
Amen.
I have two kids, two boys, and I know it's going to be hard for them when they get older in this world, but I try to put the faith of God in them. And tell them to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
He might not answer you today, tomorrow, but He will. He will get you through it.
Amen.
He has me many times.
Amen. Let me ask you a question, sister, if I may. Okay. You're a recovering addict, you said.
Yes.
Do you have a group that you meet with on a consistent basis, an accountability group?
Yes. Sometimes I go to Reach.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yes.
Secondly, do you have a home church?
No, I do not. I've not been to church in quite a while, you know. I mean, I've not found one that I feel comfortable at, you know. I mean, I want one that I can go to that I feel comfortable and not have to worry about being criticized. And because I got tattoos, I got scars from where I've used IV, you know, needles, and you know, people judge, and it's only up to God to judge us.
That's right. God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Let me extend an invitation to you. If you cannot or haven't found a church that you feel comfortable in, and by your own testimony, you haven't found one yet, would you please consider coming to Highland? The Highland Church on 40, just this side of the nursing home here in Paintsville. I don't know where you live. I don't know how far it would be. I don't even know if you have transportation, but we would love to have you. A couple of things. Number one, we offer a Celebrate Recovery class in which we talk about all kinds of addictions, and not only do we think it might help you, you may be able to help us. As others come and talk about those things. Second, and it's based, by the way, on the 12-step recovery program in AA. Secondly, we would encourage you to come and just visit, just watch, just listen. If you like what you see, you might want to come back. We're getting ready to have Vacation Bible School. I don't know how old your boys are, but if they're, if whatever age they may be, July 17th through the 21st, Vacation Bible School. We'd love for you to come. Be a great opportunity for you to come and visit, but we would love for you to come in any event. And when you come, and you come in the front doors, just say, "Where's the pastor's study?" Come right back to my study, and we'll meet and greet, and I can direct you further.
Okay, sir. That sounds like a great plan.
Yeah, you come on. We're not looking at your scars. We're not looking at your tattoos. We're looking at your fruit in Christ.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
I prayed to God. I was going through something here a while back, and I prayed to God. I said, "God, I'm not asking you in my flesh. You know, my soul is asking you, my heart, you know. My flesh is nothing. I mean, I know I was raised Pentecostal.
Right.
But, I mean, I've been to Baptist Church, and I was, I used to go to Eastside, pastor, I forget his name, It's been quite some time ago.
That would be Harry Frisbee.
Yes, yes. I went there for quite some time.
Harry's a great guy. Harry's a wonderful fellow.
Wonderful man, yeah.
Maybe you should consider going back there. In any event, you need to be in church. And if you'd like to come to Highland, you come on.
And service starts, the Sunday school is at 9:30 on Sunday mornings, 10:30 for the Sunday morning worship. We have life groups at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Yep.
And Wednesday evenings, you can come and be with us at 7 o'clock.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me ask you a key question. This is a key question. Do you like bluegrass gospel?
Yes, I do.
Hey, man, well, you're a shoo-in then. You come on.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bless your heart. See us. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Timotheus, you got the times in and everything in that call. I love the way you just segued yourself right into that.
I thought you'd need to know what time to be here.
I think that's important, and you kill two birds with one stone that way.
I try to.
Because you try to do all that at the end of the show, and that shows that being a highly trained broadcast professional can work those things.
And I may do that again.
Amen. I hope you do. we've got a lot of folks, and having, as of last week, 2 weeks ago, I guess, I'm no longer going on a regular basis to the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center. Been going for 15 years, and we've seen a lot of what this sister was calling about.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying she was incarcerated, I'm saying folks with drug addictions, it often leads to being incarcerated. And,
mm-hmm.
and we've talked with a lot of folks, and they will tell us they have a hard time finding a place to worship.
Yeah.
So the problem is, sometimes we don't try hard enough. And sometimes the wallowing and self-pity and all of those kinds of things. All of those things are human, fleshly things, and Highland is prepared to help with those areas. So we encourage you to come. We encourage anybody that would like to come, whether you've been formerly addicted to. I'll tell you what I'm addicted to, Timotheus. I'm addicted to the ministry of the saints. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul said that he was addicted and wanted the Corinthian Christians to be addicted to the ministry of the saints. And the word ministry there means service. In other words, Paul says, I have an addiction. My addiction is to serve God's people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Now, you said, did you tell, right before the call came in, did we have an email question?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have two this morning.
Oh, okay.
I want to go back to an email that we got, probably last week, I believe it was. Last week. And this emailer was referring to a broadcast that we conducted right here on WSIP.
In this very studio?
In this very studio.
Oh, wow.
98.9 FM. she referred to a broadcast on May 4th. Well, I went back to May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our website.
Yeah.
They asked if we could mention the broadcast and do it more slowly. Maybe when we gave the number, we rushed through it. 789-606-789-6433. However, you don't really need to even call the church to get this message. You can go online and download it, if memory serves me, from our website. It's on May the 4th, and it has to do with, she says, the emailer says, writing about May 4th of this year, you preached a message on it's okay, this is her wording, it's okay to be divided.
Hmm.
And so that's on May 4th.
Yeah.
And she said, I didn't get the number, the church office, could you please give it more slowly? Well, I hope I did. 606-789-6433. I have a tendency to talk too fast.
I do as well.
We're always on a time frame here, you know.
Yeah. Every second counts.
And so, but you can go on our website, Highland, highlandchurchfamily.com.
Yeah, highlandchurchfamily.com.
That's it. And you can go to May 4th, go to God's Point of View. There's several different categories.
Now, is it a God's Point of View, or could it have been looking to Jesus?
No, it's God's Point of View.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
God's Point of View. You'll see the AM sermons, some PM sermons, Wednesday sermons, God's Point of View, Bluegrass in the Highlands. Whew, wears me out, Timothy. This is talking about all the...
We've got a lot of stuff going on.
We do. But go to God's Point of View and... Go just scroll down just a little bit, and you'll find it on May 4th. Listen to it if you want to download it. I think that's possible as well. And she's listening, by the way, to Timothy's from over around where was that, Timothy?
Virginia.
Did I tell you where it was?
It was in Virginia, yeah. But I can't remember. I don't know why Sheffield is jumping in my
Saltville.
Mind.
Saltville.
Well, Virginia. I got it fairly close.
And it's listening online. So we appreciate that so much. But you can go there and get that message if you'd like to. And what we were talking about, this subject comes up a lot, and that was instrumental music. Someone had either called in or asked about instrumental music, and I don't remember exactly how I worded that then, since she's talking about my statement about being divided. Division, there's division everywhere. Christendom has always been divided.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and so we disagree on so many things. One of them, of course, is the use of instrumental music. We bicker, we fight on a lot of insignificant things.
Amen.
Premillennial churches, postmillennial churches,
all millennial,
all kinds of things. And what folks need to do is to take the Bible, read the Bible for themselves, find a church that you feel is preaching the Word of God as close as they possibly can. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's going to make mistakes. There's some big things that we certainly can be divided about, and we need to stand our ground on those things.
Yeah.
But things that don't matter, like whether the Masons are a satanic cult or a service organization, or can Kiwanians go to heaven, and will only Rotarians be in heaven? I'm being a little silly here, but a lot of the things we talk about are silly. Music styles, can we celebrate Christmas, those kinds of things. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Should we take pictures with the Easter Bunny?
There you go. Yeah, stuff like that.
Should Santa Claus come and bring toys to the church?
Exactly, and I'm for it. So if you go to the 14th chapter of Romans, you will find a perfect template for handling these kinds of things. The Apostle Paul said, "Accept him who is weak in the faith, or whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters." So, here we go. There was a time, I'm going to use myself, there was a time that I used to be non-instrumental.
And, no!
Oh, my, yes.
Mr. Guitar, bluegrass singing.
Oh, I did a complete, I started to say a 360.
180.
Be a 180.
Yeah.
180.
You repented.
I did repent, and I began to study a little more and to see that it wasn't the sinful act that I once thought it was. And we could talk about any number of other things that people have learned better. And that, and then when you learn better,
you do better.
You do better.
Yeah.
So in my case, I started with bluegrass, and I don't think you can beat that. But anyway.
And you're still there.
I'm still there. Doctrinal errors is one thing. Questionable things, matters of opinion, matters of preference. I'll tell you what I've learned to mow this over the years, and I'll let this go. Most people disagree and have problems not over principles.
Yeah.
But over preferences.
Yeah.
They
or tradition.
Over preference. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
I learned this in my tradition. This is what I prefer.
And there is no other way.
There is no other way. And that is across the board. Wherever you go, whatever church you go to, you're going to find somebody who thinks they're the only ones going to heaven. And all what I like to tell folks when they say, "Oh, you're the church that believes you're the only ones going to heaven," I like to say it like this. Some of us aren't going if we don't change our ways.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Nobody's got a lock on it, folks. Those who are serving Christ in spirit and in truth, they are the closest to having a lock on it, I'd say. But don't pass judgment on things. Where Timotheus, if you believe eating a hamburger is a sin, then I won't eat a hamburger in your presence.
No worries, brother.
But I know I don't have anything to worry about with that.
No, and if you want to step it up to a steak, I'm good with that as well.
Amen. So there's the email, answer to the email, back on June 15th.
The one.
Been a week
ago. Yep.
And here's one this
morning.
And
we want to thank the sister for you.
Well, of course. We're so appreciative of people listening, and you may not agree with their answers, and that's fine. You don't have to agree. Well, sometimes I don't even agree with my answer.
We have something in common.
We do have something in common. So, good morning, Jerry and Timotheus.
Amen.
My question is, in this material world we all live in, how can we truly receive and have complete abandon? And I would assume that what the emailer is talking about is how can we live separate from the world, to abandon the things of the world.
Yeah.
And this is what we struggle with.
This kind of is our heart's desire, because we want heaven and we want it right now.
Yeah, we do. We do. And I have found a tension. There's a tension that exists. There's a pressure that exists in the Christian life that the carnal person, the sinner man, does not know anything about. Now, he knows about tension and pressure in other areas, but he's not going to be pressured or feel tension of trying to obey the Spirit. Let me illustrate. You have a person that maybe is not in the habit of reading the Bible. They don't read the Bible much. They've never read the Bible much. So they get into a Bible reading program, and they have someone that they're accountable to, someone that they are to answer to about reading and about learning to pray. If you do that over a period of time, and it takes time, Timotheus, if you do that over a period of time, then there's a tension associated with that. Because, you know, with the first few days, you get up anxious to get started.
Yep.
But after 3 or 4 or 5 days.
It's like a diet.
Oh, yeah. It's driving you crazy. And you don't want to do it. You don't want to read today. You don't want to pray today.
And then, of course, Satan is in your ear.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Because he don't want you reading.
And why are you doing that? That doesn't make any sense.
You could be doing this, or you could be sleeping a little longer.
Sure.
Yeah.
As one brother told me, he said, I don't feel any tension. And I got to talking to him more and found out he don't go to church, he don't read his Bible, and he wasn't even a Christian. So why would he feel tension?
There you go.
But there is a tension in this world, a spiritual a pressure. And that's what the Holy Spirit is supposed to bring. Timotheus, in the 14th chapter of John, and the 15th chapter of John, and, yes, the 16th chapter of John.
Phew.
Yeah, Jesus did the preaching. Now, you talk about lengthy sermons. He began in the 14th chapter, and he preached all the way through the 16th chapter and prayed all the way through the 17th chapter.
Mm.
But it's the 14th chapter that I have interest in at this particular moment. Listen to what he says about the Spirit. But the Comforter doesn't seem like a comforter to start with, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Now, another thought just came to me, and this is one of the problems I have, because I get these thoughts and I go off on a side road.
I'm with you.
Yep. You're there with me?
I'm right there with you.
So he says, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father, now wait a minute, so far we got the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
And then we got the Father, that's two.
Yep.
You know where I'm going with this, Timotheus. We'll send in my name, there's three.
Yep.
There's some Christians, and God bless you, that don't believe that in the Trinity. You don't believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's all about Jesus. And yet the Bible is full of the Trinity, the Godhead, as Paul calls it in the Roman letter. That's just an aside, Timotheus.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the Holy Spirit shall teach you in all things. Then you turn over to the 15th chapter, and he has another word about the Holy Spirit, about the Comforter. Here's what he says. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Sounds pretty mysterious, doesn't it, Timotheus? Yeah, that's the sixth. I said 15th. That's the 16th chapter. If you go up just a few verses in the 16th chapter, he says, nevertheless, I tell you, it's expedient for you that I go away. And he says, when he has come, again talking about the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
he will reprove the world.
Hmm.
Or rebuke, some translations.
Mm-hmm.
Reprove the world of what? Of sin.
Yeah.
And of righteousness. And of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. On righteousness, because I go to the Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Who is the prince of this world? Why, it's old devil, Satan. So, what we've got to do in order to completely abandon, now, we can't go out of this world.
Yeah, totally.
Paul wrote to the Corinthians and said, now I wrote to you in a letter not to keep company with fornicators.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I didn't mean fornicators of this world, or adulterers or idolaters. He said, if you do that, then you must needs leave the world.
Yeah.
He was talking about keeping company and fellowshipping with Christians who are sinning. That's what he was talking about. So the way that we can experience abandon is we take the word of God, and it says in 1 John chapter 5, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All that is in the world. Now, Timotheus, he's not talking about the shrubs out there and the green grass and the mountains and the flowers. Those are good things that God gave us. He says, all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Any sin you can think of will fall into one of those three categories. How do we live an abandoned life? Stay away from those sins.
Yeah.
Don't walk in the flesh, Galatians chapter 5. Walk in the Spirit. How do I walk in the Spirit? You stay in the Word of God, and you stay in your knees in prayer. You hear from God when you read the Word. You talk to God when you pray. And you say, well, it just doesn't seem right. I don't feel right. It's not a matter of your feelings.
Yeah,
someone said that last night.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That you might have.
Yeah, it's not.
It's true.
It's not how you feel.
If we went by our feelings, we would be in error all the time.
Yeah. But I couldn't keep up with myself if I went by my feelings. Cause my feelings change.
Yeah.
They're like shifting sands.
Yep.
Shifting sand. Was that a soap opera?
No, it's sands through the hourglass.
Okay, I'm glad you know that. I didn't know it because I don't watch them. But anyway.
So are the days of our life.
Oh, boy. Reference there. Tell you what, I'm learning things about Timotheus here today. We may have changed his name. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
We
watch them, I promise.
I know you don't. We abandon the world by not partaking of the sinful things of the world. That's how we live the abandoned life. Don't walk in the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what he said.
Yeah, and you made a mention. I want to back up just a little bit. You was talking about find a Bible believer.
Did you say
church.
He was backing up?
I'm backing up a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Put the beeper on.
Yeah.
And you were talking about finding a Bible believing preaching church. But how do you know if they are if you're not in the Word and you know the Word yourself?
You really don't. Now, one of the things that I have found among all churches, including Churches of Christ, there's people in the pew.
Yeah.
That really don't have a clue. Hey, I just made a rhyme.
You're poor and don't know it.
I am. People in the pew that really don't know, and I think they don't know because their life is not totally committed.
Yeah.
You know, it's wonderful to come and listen to preaching, but you need to make sure that what's being preached is in the Bible.
Yeah.
So bring your Bible to church, take notes. Now that involves some pressure.
And thinking.
And thinking. That involves some tension. If you go to work today, you have to get up to go to work. There's some tension there. You got to get up and get ready. Get on and get outside, get some coffee in you. There's always going to be tension in this world.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to be pressured and I'm going to feel tension, I want to come from God.
There you go.
And he's promised that he'll get me through it. Now, he said he would, Timotheus.
And he promised. He keeps his promises.
Don't forget, folks, about Little Light Academy. You need to be thinking about registering your 3 and 4 year old for Little Light Academy, and that starts later in the summer.
And they're in the brand new Life Center building
sure
now.
Sure,
so, great facility.
Yeah,
and that's going to do it for this edition of God's Point of View. We want to thank you for listening today. And again, I'm going to go over the service times because we'd like to invite you and make sure that you are aware of when to come to Highland. Sunday morning Sunday school is at 9:30 a.m. We have classes for all ages, of course. Sunday morning worship is at 10:30. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. is our life groups. Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m., it's prayer service. And then again, Sunday morning at 7 a.m., it's Looking to Jesus right here at WSIP. And thanks again for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.